Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another episode of That Creative Life. Totally normal time in the world. Got some content for you guys. Listen, at Leia Motion on Instagram, if you have a chance to look her up while you're listening to this podcast or before, I challenge you to do so. She's so talented. She's a visual effects artist, but she's so many things. She's not just that. So she lives here in New York City with me. We get into so many good things. The usual how she got to where she is and how she does her thing, but so much beyond that. How do you balance that and also raising a family across the world from the rest of your family? So we get into some good stuff, and I would just like to shout out B&H Photo for sponsoring this podcast. You guys know that I've been kind of commentating on some of my gear recently, my podcast gear, the mics I use, the recorder, my favorite H6 recorder. Those things are always down in the show notes for you to check out, my B&H affiliate links. If you ever want to purchase my podcast setup, learn the video equipment I use, the GH5, even though from the recent podcast, you know that, hey, I might be kind of interested in some Sony APS-C. I might switch out those GH5s for the new 6600. Interesting, because I already have so much Sony glass. And here I am rambling again. I just want to say, B&H is the spot for you to get all of your creative photo, video, laptop gear. It's the place. Of course, they have the B&H Superstore in New York, but they ship everywhere and they ship super fast. I know recently I've been redoing my office and they've just had everything, every little C-stand accessory that I need. They have great customer service if you need help with your purchases, and they actually care about you. They care about you. Their YouTube channel is great, and they have the B&H Explorer blog that helps you inform your purchases. And something you're going to hear in this podcast with Leia is they are such a big supporter of the creative community here in New York City, and that's why I am such a big fan. So without further ado, Leia. Welcome to That Creative Life. Hi, my name is Sarah Dici, and I am your host. I talk with artists, YouTubers, CEOs, and everyone in between. I hope this podcast helps you live your best creative life. Enjoy. Leia Motion is here, everyone. At Leia Motion on Instagram. We're just hopping into it. And I want to publicly apologize for running so late.
Don't worry about that. It's so early in the morning, you know?
Yeah. And then the construction workers knew that we were filming a podcast, so they're like, we have to start now.
Exactly.
We have to be as loud as possible.
When is she starting? Okay, let's start now.
Exactly. So Leia, thank you so much for chatting, because you, even though we don't, God, it's so funny. It just has not been that loud ever. But so we haven't hung out a ton, but you are like one of my heroes, because I feel like you're someone who I look up to for like what I want to aspire to. Because it's so sick that you have, I guess I'll just do a little Leia moment of who you are, and then you can fill in the gaps. But you are a programmer for Tumblr. You make amazing visual effects videos. You're collabing with people like Will Smith, Chance the Rapper, Jada Pinkett Smith. I mean, all of these huge people, Hamilton Musical. And then you are a badass mom and you have three kids. You have an amazing family. I met your husband once and he just seems so sweet. So welcome to That Creative Life.
Thank you.
And then you are also, you have the most beautiful French accent. So thank you for being here. If you want to fill in any gaps of who you are, what you do, let them know, and then we'll jump right in.
Yeah, thank you. That was such a nice introduction.
Of course.
I think you said it all. I have like my full-time job, which is like a front-end engineer at Tumblr. I have this passion. Like it became as a passion, but now it's kind of a side job, which is digital content creator. And I'm a mom of three, which mm-hmm. is also a third job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Three full-time jobs, basically.
Exactly. So I'm trying to manage everything. But yeah, that was a good way to explain that.
Yeah. And so let's bring it back a little bit, because I know you've been programming for a while, but when did that itch start of, I want to be, even though every day you go to work and be creative, you want to be creative in a different field, you know? Yep. Programming is pretty different from video content creation, visual effects. So when did that start, and how did you start?
Oh, okay. So 3 years ago, I've always asked this passion for video. I was filming my family a lot, like all the birthday, wedding, like I was bringing my camera, doing some like editing and like sending that to my friend, my family. And 3 years ago, I wanted to really experiment techniques, like more like visual techniques. So green screen, stop motion, cinemagraph was something big 3 years ago. So I just wanted to experiment. So I just started an Instagram account, and my goal was to create one like video every week, trying a new technique. So it was like with my friend at work, it was with my family. So I just started like this, posting like one video every week. And like really, it was not like, it was really a passion. Like I wasn't trying to do that my job or anything like this. So yeah, this is how it started, actually. And after the rest, like, do you want the full story? I'm not sure.
It's and what year was that when you first started?
So it was 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's so cool that I found in all the conversations I have is those hobbies, they always turn into something more once you say like, okay, I want this to be consistent.
Yeah.
And no matter what that looks like, I'm going to post once a week, and I'm just going to hold myself to it. That's when things started escalating for me, because I feel like with every piece of content you put out, it just stirs up like serendipity.
I feel you don't have to wait for anyone to come to you. Like you have to just prove, you have to have your work like speak for itself. Like you, like if people see your work, like they will come to you, you know? And I feel it's just what you did. Like you just, nobody asked you to do something. You just did it because you love it so much. You cannot control it. Like I was like, just want to test. I want to learn new thing. I want to experiment. And this is how I got where I am. Yeah. But like, this is how it started.
I love that. I love that you said like, you can't control it. It's something in you that you just have to put stuff out. You know, have to experiment.
That's super weird, because I was in vacation 1 week. I don't take like so much vacation, but I wanted to go back and like create something that's weird. Like I think I'm the only person who this happened. Like I was feeling, I want to just do something.
No, I love that. Okay, so let's take life in three parts. Let's start with programmer Leia. How did you get into code? Because that's right now, with the job market, you know, it's supply and demand. So if you're a programmer, like you're going to be taken care of. You are super, just people need you, right? But 15 years ago, I feel like people were entering computer science degrees at the rate they are now. How did you get into that initially? So
basically that, like my mom was a teacher. And she used, it was super simple, but she used to enter their like her notes, you know, like the grade and stuff in a computer. And she didn't know how to do it. It was the new like era where like they need to go into like those like computers. So I was like, let me help you, mom. Like I will do that for you. And I started to like love computers. Like that was the only thing that was like giving me joy. You know, I was not into like all the other like math and everything. Computer was like, so when it was the time to choose what you want to do when you grow up, I was just telling my school, like, I just want to do some thing related to computer. So they sent me to computer science, like degree.
And this was, how old are you? 12, 16?
I think from 12 to 16, I was like in like, doing stuff and like this age. And so I did the computer science degree. I liked it.
In France.
Yeah. All in France. I was in France. And one day at my school, someone came and they said, oh, look at this. And it was about a ball bouncing you know. And it's the name of this new technology was Flash, and the language was ActionScript. And I just liked it. And I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to do website, but with animation.
Visual.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't
want to do it. Oh, it's all tied.
Exactly. So I became a Flash engineer. And like, this is how it started, like this.
Yeah. As a Flash engineer, what boggles my mind is programmers always, I feel like, have to be learning. Mm-hmm. And they always have to be on the hunt of, okay, I know this language, but I feel like I'm going to have to learn this other language in order to be valuable to this job or that job. And so what were the following languages that you dove into?
Flash, when like the iPad and Apple came out, they said, we won't support Flash on our device. So nobody wanted any Flash developer anymore. So I was like, oh my God, this is the end of my job, you know? And there is the front-end developers. So front-end, it's also like you are an engineer, but like you code in JavaScript, HTML. It's another language. So I just like learned how to be a front-end engineer. And I asked my boss at the time, can I switch like, I stay in your company, but like I want to switch from Flash to front end. Like I don't want to die. Like I'm dying right now. I know you won't need me anymore.
Help me to evolve.
Exactly. Yes. So they did the exact same like interview process they would do for a front end engineer.
Gotcha.
And I got the job, you know, like in the same company. So I became a front end engineer and I continued the path. I got the job at Tumblr and it's been 5 years now.
Wow. You know what's something I've noticed about you? You ask what you want, not just in your everyday life, but within the context of a company. And what I've experienced with just hiring a few people is I am so down to work with someone if they are like determined and they enjoy what they're doing, like working with me. If they come to me and they're like, hey, I really don't like filming, but I really enjoy editing, or vice versa. There's always flexibility, what I found. And even the few times that I've talked to you about your job at Tumblr, it seems like always they're willing to work with you, right? If, hey, I tried XYZ, I want to try ABC because this isn't satisfying me. And it's better for them at the end of the day to have you in a role you're excited about.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I tried so many things at Tumblr. I wanted to try iOS development, how to do like app. Yeah. I tried it. I didn't like it. Yeah. You know, like
So at that time, was it Objective-C?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. Oh, so it was hard. Like just the fact that whenever you test something, you have to wait for the thing to compile. Like that killed me. But like they let me try, you know. It's not a lot of company that lets you do what you want. And I love them so much.
Yeah. So what was the next step after that? Because I remember when I was doing like Python, it was just Python and C.
Yeah.
And then I took a class
on... I didn't know you were into
that. Yeah. I mean, I went to school for computer science.
Oh,
did you
God,
know
I
that?
Didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
So I had 3.5 years of like electrical engineering first, and then I switched to computer science. And no one at my college was teaching Objective-C, and that at the time, you know, there was no Swift.
Yeah.
And whenever you switch from like a very straightforward Python or C to an object-oriented program, it was like night or day. I had no clue what I was doing.
Yep.
And it's so confusing. So after that, what did you go to? Just like HTML, CSS, front-end stuff?
Yeah, I tried that. I tried Android also.
Like, oh, yeah,
It's more like ActionScript, the Flash I was talking about. So it was more my thing. I really liked it. But then I came back to front-end engineer. Like I love what I'm doing. So yeah.
How do you think programming influences your other creative work?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. I feel they are connected. You know, I've been seeing a lot of like digital content creators that also are. So I feel in a way they are related. I'm not sure. Like I've always wanted to experiment things. And I feel like programming, you can try things, see what you are doing. It's the same with like visual effect. I'm trying stuff, masking. And I feel it's the same kind of,
What is your everyday life? Because I mean, one of my biggest questions is like, how, you know, you have a day job, But then when you go home, I'm sure you're dealing with kids too. But then you have to be creative. Oh, you're emailing Will Smith's team. You have a big collab coming up, you know?
Yeah, but like,
do you compartmentalize things or is it all a flow?
I maybe want to go back on how this happened to me, the Will Smith. Like it really didn't happen. Like, so really I was, as I told you, was trying to do stuff every week. Like something that also helped me add credit to my work is that Joby, the brand, contacted me at that time where I was, I want to say nothing. Yeah. I was nothing. Like I had.
You were making cool work.
But like, you know, it's not a lot of people that don't look at your numbers. Followers and like the numbers, exactly. They were just looking at my work and they say, we love your work. Do you want to be an ambassador for the brand? And like, you know. And like, do you want to walk? And in exchange, we give you like tripod. You know, this is like jewelry for me. Like tripod, it's more than a ring.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah, this is the first jewelry I've ever worn. I'm like, give me a camera.
Exactly. You know? Can we trade?
Yes.
And so they say that I'm like, I'm so down for this. So we start working together, and this helped me to add credit. Like I'm a Joby ambassador. I do this and this. And so after that, I was at work and we have a lot of hint butter. And I was like, oh, we have so many hints. I will come back home and do a video with those bottles. So I did like some like small animation for, it was, I think it was Halloween. So with pumpkin and stuff. And I sent that through DM to hint. And Jonathan, back in the time, Jonathan Gorano, replied back and he said, like, we love your animation. We have an event in New York just today. Like, it was crazy. You know, the timing.
Serendipity, man. I love it.
And, you know, he was selling the event like, Sara Gicci will be here. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, I've been following you for years. And so I was so happy. But finally, you were not there. But
I know. I'm like, what event was this?
But I went there. I met Jonathan, which was like the most, like for me, everything happened because of him. Okay. So he was the main point. And I saw Sam Schaefer, which is someone also that I follow a lot. So I just said to Jonathan, oh, there is Sam Schaefer. I love what he does and everything. He said, come with me. I will introduce you to him. I'm like, no, you know, I'm super shy. You know me. So he went, to him and he said, oh, you will love Leah videos. Let me show you. So he showed, like, I was just like staying, like, and he was like, oh, I love it. Let's do a collaboration on three videos. And I was.
Yeah, the videos you made for him were awesome.
I was so happy about this. We did three videos. I got some, like, also followers from him, and it was amazing for me. Like, it was I touched the top.
That's it.
Drop the mic. and it was 2 weeks after I received an email. The title was Will Smith. Hi, we saw your content on Sam Schaefer account. We love it. And when I told that to Sam, he was like, what? They follow me?
They haven't reached out to me.
I was like, wow, okay, this is a spam. Don't like trash
it. It's a trap.
It's a trap. Don't go. Okay. And I replied, yeah, thank you so much. And they really wanted to work with me. Like, that was crazy. They liked the levitation style, and this is what also, you know, my portfolio, it has everything that I know how to do. Levitation, stop motion, it's like a gallery. You can say, oh, I want this, I want that, like, and this is how I wanted to build my stuff, like, so
tools,
people that want to people that want to work with me can pick whatever they want. And they wanted this levitation techniques with a water bottle, because he was like doing, he was launching his new Just Water bottle, and it happened. And after the Will Smith video, I thought it was only for the Just Water account on Instagram, but like, he posted the video and he tagged me.
That's Leah. What I love about Will Smith is he not
and
only
team.
Pays in his team,
yes.
but they make sure they tag the creators. That's huge.
That's usually you have to,
it's either like,
you have
pay
to negotiate.
Don't talk about it.
Exactly. or even you negotiate the price so they can tag you,
right,
you know?
Right.
You have, like, I have packages of pricing where, like...
You pay me, like, more if you don't tag me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Westbrook, which is the company that works, like, that does all the Will Smith family, they are super nice and they are helpful and they work with... like all the creators that I know, but like they are so helpful. And I was one of the first creators they contacted. So it's like, wow. So it happened like this. And after that, so when Will Smith posted the video, it was booming. Like I remember I was sick and my phone was like just...
And this is all via Instagram, right?
Everything.
Yeah.
Instagram is the first, like, yeah. And basically, after that, I started my company, the Lea Motion LLC company. And it started, like, I got, like, I feel Will Smith was a, like, people were saw my video and contacting me. And it started like this.
That's crazy. So many things to unpack there. Because what I love what you said about Joby is it was your first opportunity.
Exactly.
And so
I'm so grateful. I just want to say that.
Yeah, yeah. But what I think, people get a little eager for money and they immediately say, like, oh, that is the only, like, that is the only next step is, like, I have to get a bag. But when you're starting out and that first person reaches out to you, you said something, it gave you credibility. So in the beginning, it doesn't really matter if you get that, secure that bag. It's making that connection and having that in your bio. You know, even if you're doing more for them, like even if they're not paying as much as you would think for those clicks they might get, that is a sign of validation.
Yeah.
That's going to get you other work.
Exactly.
That's going to legitimize you to be like, oh, that's cool. Maybe I should work with her. Reach out. And then you went and made something. You didn't wait for someone to ask you.
Exactly.
And you just sent it to him.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, yeah. it's so crazy how so many times I feel like I've laid out the steps for people and it's all different. It's all unique.
Of course.
But when you take those steps yourself, you don't wait for people to ask you to do something. Look at your past year. It's explosive. It really is.
Yeah.
And so that's so cool to see. So with that, these big people, very quickly, I feel like, was there a pressure? Like, did you feel, because you're there and you're like,
exactly.
Oh, is my camera good enough? Is my, walk me through that first big collab with a Will Smith or, you know, with these other people you've worked with.
Yes, yes. So, and that's weird because before it was me going to people, like I went to you, I just wanted to work with you, Chantel Martin, I just went to wherever she was.
So no pressure, hanging out.
Exactly.
Let's make
and
stuff.
I just wanted to make stuff. Yeah. And now it's true that there is a little pressure because now there is high demand and you feel like, you know, the creative part is like... It's lost sometime, like, because I used to take my time to find ideas and now I don't have time anymore. And this is the part that I want to be careful. And that's why also it's good for me to have, I'm lucky to have a full-time job because I can accept only what I want to accept because I don't have this money pressure.
That's huge. Yeah.
And that's huge. And when you have three kids, that's like you cannot do anything else. But so when I still have the same camera, actually I wanted to switch, but I didn't find the right fit for me.
How was the S1H or the, so it's the Panasonic, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I tried. So also B&H is someone like, it's a like, you know,
I how love B&H. Guess who sponsored this podcast?
No way.
B&H.
Shout out.
God,
maybe we should kick to that mid-roll.
Shout out to Leia for the insanely natural segue. So ditto everything she just said. I'm just chiming in to say that, hey, if you want to check out that Panasonic S1H, it's a new camera. You can check out the B&H link down in the show notes below. They make it super easy to compare it with different cameras, you know, so you can stay informed about all of the different specs. They have the B&H Explorer blog where you can stay informed. So yeah, just want to chime in, say check out the camera. It's a cool one. And oh my gosh, I'm actually really curious about the new Canon EOS R camera. It's not called the R, but it's crazy seeing people tease about it. The 8K video recording. We'll see. We'll see. We'll definitely talk about it here when it comes out, but let's get back to the podcast.
You know, when I came to New York, I was like, first thing, let's go to B&H. And it was 12 years ago. And like, to be able to work with them, to have them like sponsor stuff that I'm doing, like, that's just crazy. Anyway,
on the Panasonic S1H.
Yes, exactly.
I am
so
curious.
They let me. So when I told them that I'm looking for a new camera, they said, we will help you. Like, you can test whatever you want. So I started with a Sony, and it's just the color. Mm-hmm. The color, I cannot deal with that. Like, when you are used to Canon, it's tough.
Because are you shooting with Canon 5D?
Mark 4.
Okay, Mark 4.
Yeah, exactly. And I love it so much. So I tried the S1H, which was just amazing in every point. And the only big part, and this is why I cannot use it, is the autofocus that is slow. I feel this camera is more like for real, I mean, real filmmaker that don't use autofocus and that only rely on manual focus. So that was a deal breaker for me. But this camera has everything else. Like, it's
6K,
amazing. Oh my God.
Full
and,
frame.
And the colors.
The colors are good?
Amazing.
I mean, that's what's crazy about Panasonic is they're so used to the mirrorless 4/3 game. So when they came in and made a full frame sensor mirrorless camera, I was like, oh, this is interesting. But that makes sense that because they haven't really figured out autofocus with micro 4/3, I'm not going to expect them to go above and beyond with a full frame camera. But it does seem like a heck of a camera.
Yeah, and I think it's the only camera that is approved by Netflix where you can do it. So like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So you went back to the 5D.
Yeah. I tried the EOS R that I really loved, but I really wanted to switch to the EOS R just because also it's a light camera and I wanted a lighter camera. But there is rumors that there is a new one, EOS R Pro. And you know, you always wait for the next one. So right now I'm good with my...
So I'm curious, and sorry, we're going on this camera tangent because I love cameras, but the EOS R, what was it about it that just made you like, I'll go back to my 5D?
Just because of this rumor.
Okay.
It will have dual slot card, you know.
I don't believe one cent of it.
It you
says
don't
like
believe it?
6K or 8K.
Exactly.
8K.
You know, they always promise better and better. So
it's going to be like the most crazy cropped version of it, if it is. But that's something that Canon does have is the color.
Cutoff. I can't. That's just the best. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know.
No, that's awesome. So I know it's hard for people to visualize this because it's an audio first podcast, your work. So I challenge everyone, look up LEA Motion on Instagram to check out your work. But can you somehow like describe your work so people can really kind of visualize it, like what you do? You know, you mentioned the different techniques that you use.
Yes. So for example, I do stop motion, which is like a frame by frame animation when you see, let's say, a Lego that move, like it walk by itself. So this is also good for kids to learn like stop motion. I actually did a workshop at 368, which also 368, you know, I'm always like, but 368 also was like, they were here since the beginning. They were helping me also. So I did a workshop about stop motion and how to create a stop motion. And stop motion is a good way even for beginners to understand. Then you have like more complex thing with like masking or tracking or 3D camera tracking. The one I did for Jada Pinkett Smith. Also this, the Jada Pinkett Smith was huge because I feel
so
it was
cool.
It was more than Will Smith. Like, you know, Will Smith, it was 3 years ago and I think I gained 3,000 followers. With Jada, I gained 50.
Wow.
50.
So do you think it's just because 50K. Because they have
feel
been more social?
I feel Jada, she has like people listen to whatever she said.
And she's more of a personality. Will Smith is this power that you're like, oh, he's in movies, he's untouchable. And Jada does seem like more of that classic personality.
Yeah, I feel she's like Oprah, where when she talks,
You listen.
Exactly. You listen, you want to. And she really And also, this is something crazy, but like, so we did the 3 days, I did 3 days with them. They brought me to all those shows, like CBS Morning, like, you know, like, that was crazy. Yeah. Trevor Noah show, like, the thing you, that was just crazy. And it was just me, Jada, our manager, like, we were just the three of us. So that was just crazy. And at the end of the day, when we left, first she hugged me. Like, that was, I was like, really,
let's just stay here.
Let's be my best friend. Yeah, exactly. They were all leaving to LA. I was the only one staying in New York. And I don't know, like, and like, maybe 2 days after, I saw that she was following me on Instagram. And I know that Jane, her manager, was in, like, she had her Instagram account. So I just text Jane and I say, by mistake, you followed me. With
You didn't even believe it.
No, no. Like, I mean, she followed 60 person. Like, why wow. me? And Jane was like, no, she just followed you by yourself. So, you know, that means the world to me. And she helped me so much. Like, after, like, Chance the Rapper or Hamilton. And they just got my, like, they just contacted me through that, you know, through that opportunity that I got with Jada. And the content that we made, so it's you will see on my Instagram account, but it's basically she's walking down a hallway and she's meeting herself in each corner. So this is called the 3D camera tracking, where you track the camera based on the floor and you can like put still image wherever you want. And like whenever it reached the image, you just erase the image. It's easy to explain, but it's like very long to make.
Yeah, yeah. Do you spend most of your time in After Effects?
Yes.
Doing this stuff?
Yes, all After Effects.
In this world where everyone's sharing how they're doing, you know, I do a lot of creative process with video editing. But this world of special effects, it almost reminds me of the magic world where you kind of don't want to reveal your secrets, mm-hmm. but you're probably the person who's asked the most because, wow.
Yes.
How in the world did you do that?
Yes, yes. And that's a big question. Like, and I did one tutorial about levitation, like from A to Z, everything. But the thing, and this is what I want to do, but like the thing is that for that, I don't have time.
Right.
Because it's a lot. Making, I want to make a perfect, you know, the time I did this, when I did this levitation tutorial, it was when I started. So I had time, you know. Yeah. Now I'm like dealing with not having time. And that's like, it's a good problem to have, yeah. but like it's a problem because like you don't have time to do whatever you want to do. Like I got so many questions. How you make this? I'm trying to do like, you know, BTS mm-hmm. on my story or
like
tutorial.
Sharing as
exactly.
Because it, it's easier.
Or you know,
polished.
Whenever I do a video, I film the screen, you know, with QuickTime, you can like record your screen. So I just, in case yeah. one day I want to make a tutorial, I have those footage.
What computer are you using? If you're in After Effects and
I'm using a MacBook Pro.
Okay. The latest one, 16 inch or 15 inch?
It's from 2017.
Okay.
And I think it's a 15 inch. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a 15 inch.
Because, yeah, that takes some power.
Yep. And, yeah, I'm watching all your PC. Yeah.
Guys, we should do a video building Leia like a crazy
oh, my God.
PC.
Yes.
That
yes.
Would be fun.
Yes, that will be.
Okay, I'll put that okay. in the back of my head. But let's talk about the time, because that's something that I ran into in the beginning. You're doing anything and everything. You're
so
super, you know.
I have like, yeah, exactly. And right now we are doing this podcast super early in the morning, because after that I'm going to my regular job. Yeah. And after, yeah, so from 9 to 5 I'm at Tumblr. From 5 to 8:30 I'm with my kids. Like I'm not doing anything else. And from 8:30 to no time, I'm editing. And whenever I go film someone, it depends. It can be during lunch break, can be early in the morning. It really depends on the person.
Leia's gonna have a very short lunch break because of me this morning. I'm sorry.
But yeah, that's the way I manage my time.
And because I know it's probably always a thing in the back of your head of, okay, this is picking up steam. I could go full time, but like we've had those discussions, that's like a lot of pressure, and that's a lot of infrastructure that you have to build around it.
Exactly.
And so it is cool that, you know, your story is like, oh, I'm doing both things. I'm choosing the projects I'm really passionate about. Are you going to start adding those building blocks of like, are you maybe seeking out a manager or a business partner? Or what do you see as your next step with this?
And, you know, after the Jeddah part, I came to you, you know, for help, because I was like, I'm having, and also I'm super grateful about all the demand I get after Jeddah, but it was overwhelming. Like, I couldn't, like, I got like, I don't know, but like always asking for the same video, you know? Can you do the, and now it's called the Jeddah style video. It doesn't have any name. Like, people were like, can you do the Jeddah style video? Can you do the Jeddah? I could have done this video for like so many, and I could have won money, you know? I choose not to do it because it doesn't like makes me happy to do. And also, and I want this to be like, I'm not doing this to work with celebrities. Like, I got a lot of questions like, how do you get to work with those celebrities? Like, I have the same joy to work with my husband doing the same effect. Like, that's really, it's always like super cool to work with celebrities, and I'm so grateful. And they are like, and when also it everything goes smoothly, it's the best. But like, I seeing that this way, like, I want to work with celebrities, how can I do it? It's the wrong way for me, I think. I feel you really have to put your work out and people will see it. Anyway.
That's good. Because it's one of those things where the people who are seeking out, oh, I want to be a celebrity or I want to work with a celebrity, usually what I found is most people around those people or who become them, they didn't start out wanting that, right? It's almost like if you start out wanting that, your intentions are going to be a little skewed.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. I don't remember. Sorry, I lost myself.
No, I mean, obviously you got a lot going on. You're like my hero over here. Okay, so the last 15 minutes, let's talk about family, because that's something as, you know, very rarely I do like women in tech stuff or like women in blah, 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 because I'm someone that's like, hey, let's have a tech panel and just like have half women on it instead of, you know, you know, there's a lot of, I'm sure you get reached out for a lot of that stuff, but there's certain things that we actually really do have to worry about when it's, when you want a family and you want a career, you're like, your body is gonna be put on hold in order to have a baby. It is different for women, right?
Yes.
So there's a certain level of planning you have to do where, you know, I don't think it's worth being over worried about, but that's always been something in the back of my head is, Jeannie is alive and well. That was weird. My mom, growing up, she's great. She's a stay-at-home mom. And I was like, was Jeannie, rest in peace. She was awesome. And I was like, I'm just going to be a mom. I want to be a stay-at-home mom. That's going to be my profession. And then I went to college and I had all these hopes and dreams. So I'm like, oh, this is exciting. Like, I want to be a career woman. But then you still have that. You're like, oh, I mean, like that is so fun. Having a family, building a life together. But then, so that's always in the back of my head of like, okay, I'm 25 now. Mm-hmm. It's like, how much runway do I have? Like how, and you have to juggle things in the back of your mind that, you know, a lot of men don't have to think about, right? And so when you said you had your first kid at 25, and that's usually when your career starts to get going, right?
Yep.
So is that something that you've always been thinking about, or have you found yourself in, it sounds like you've had really good relationships with companies who've worked with you, but can you kind of talk through like, was that a worry growing up, or are you just like, it'll work itself out, you know?
We moved with my husband 12 years ago in the US because he was doing his master here. We planned this just for 1 year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was not the plan to stay, but we loved it so much that we stay. And the thing was always to say, when we will have kids, we will go back to France, you know, to have help and, you know. And
because all your family is still
in France. Yeah, everybody. But I love it so much here and people and everything and the vibes and the energy. We without thinking, we did our first kid, my son Adam, and it was just smooth. Like, and also, my husband is so helpful. And you know,
this is so cool.
He's so cool. And
we need to have dinner together.
We will.
I know we're both so
and you know,
busy.
He loves your content. Like, oh, cool. So awesome. Like, whenever I'm like, okay, there is a new video, and we are like together watching you.
I love that.
Because you make us laugh so much. Like, that you are so funny.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, yes, and he's so helpful and so supportive. And whenever I want to do something, he's there. Like, I will take care of the kid. Don't worry, just go.
That's cool.
Yeah, so this is something that is huge for me. And that makes me not worry about having a second kid. We did a second kid 18 months after. And, you know, all the video stuff was not... didn't start at that time. Like, I'm 33. It was when I was 25. So we got our two kids. Everything was so smooth and everything. And I had the plan to wait between those two kids and the third one. I wanted to do a gap because I wanted them to be big enough when I have my third kid.
Yeah. So was it always three kids?
I want four.
Oh!
So one.
Dot, dot, dot. We'll see, guys.
My mom did that. So she had like my two big brother and sister. She waited 6 years and had two more. And she always told me that it was like a second, you know, a second young.
Cool.
Like, I don't know how you say that, but like second life, you know?
Yeah.
And so I wanted to do the same and I'm like doing the same. But like, just to your point, like I feel like you don't have to be scared. And also when you have a good partner, like you will be, and your mom is not far. I just wanted to have kids, and kids for me are like everything. They give me so many, you know, they brought me everything. Like they now they are big and they are like just also they are into videos. Like now
I teach. Smart.
They are like, and they came to my workshop, you know, like they are part of everything.
More people to share it with.
And you know, when I was pregnant, of my third kid, this was like in the full, like,
yeah. I mean, how was that?
Yeah, he's one, so you can like know that he's. So I went to shoot, I was pregnant, and I never, and I usually never talk about this, even like on Instagram, I don't share. Even like maybe when they are part of my videos, you can see them, but I don't say I'm a mom of three. I don't say that I have another job. Like, I just concentrate on this digital content creator part because I just don't feel people need to know that. But they are so into it and they help me a lot. But yeah, like I just went, I was pregnant to every shoot. I did a shoot like maybe 1 month after I got my baby. And by the way, his name is Zach, just because I love Zach King, which is...
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to
mention. Zach, are you out there? Do you hear that? That's the next big collab. You named your baby after Zach King.
There is two reasons why I named him Zach, because we were at the theater and we saw this movie, Jurassic Park, and the kid that saved all the park from the dinosaur, his name was Zach.
Oh,
okay, now
that.
You know all my life.
I love it. I love
but
it
yeah,
so
I feel like if there is anyone listening and want to have kids, but like are afraid to not make it like the career path and everything, I feel like you will regret if you don't do it. You have time. Like, we are not in rush to have kids. Like, yeah. Just...
It has changed.
Yeah, but like it won't changing anything. Like, you will be pregnant, you can walk. Like, I was walking for my first kid, I was walking the day before I deliver.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
you know
in France they have 1 year, almost 1 year maternity leave, and me that's a nightmare because I cannot be at home 1 year. Like you don't even have the baby, what do you need? Like, you can walk while pregnant, you can
I love that. I love that so much. Well, so can you talk a little bit about the, because I think you're going to, it depends what you want. You can do what you want, guys. That's the beauty of like living in the world we're living in, like being a stay-at-home mom or a working mom. Like, I know being a mom is probably the most judged profession, which I don't know why. I hope, you know, it gets better, but truly it has gotten better, I think. But I think a lot of people find that I'm going to be a better mom if I'm a better me, mm-hmm. right? And I feel like that's what you've done. You're like, hey, when I feel creative, when I feel whole as an individual mm-hmm. human, you're probably going to be a better wife, a better mom. Exactly. You know?
And you know, one of the big thing and one of the question was, should we go back in France? And you know, and the only reason why I will go back in France, it's for my family. Right. And at some point we went in France and we ask our parents and we say, okay, we want to go back. And my mom's first question was like, why do you want to go back? Why do you want to go? I'm like, just for you guys. She said, that's a wrong way to see stuff. Like, like you have to think about yourself.
Wow.
Where are you happy? I'm like, I'm so happy in New York.
You have a sick mom.
My mom, like, and also my husband's parents, they were so supportive. And they say, like, you have to be happy. You know, if your kids see an unhappy mom, they won't be happy.
Wow.
And don't do that for us. Hmm. Just do it for you. Like, what?
I just got goosebumps.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Because it was such a life decision, you know? And they are, and when you have a family that are so supportive and then... Yeah. So yeah. So that's the thing. Like, you have to be happy. Yeah. You have to sometimes think about yourself and your family. My dad always told me, like, don't think about us. You have to build your family. Right. Your family, it's you, your husband, your kids. Yeah. It's not us. Mm. Like, you don't have to think for your sister, your brother, because it's not your life. Like, and my mom also say, like, she say quality over, like how do you say, quality over quantity. Like, she
yeah,
said, like
over having the mansion in Texas.
Exactly. Yeah. She said, like, the time we see each other, it's so good. Mm. We don't have to see each other every day. Like, even your sister and brother, we don't see each other every day.
Quality
and we
time
don't exactly we don't quantity. Enjoy exactly. So that was the main question, you know.
And then I have one silly question. Yeah. Your kids, do they, like, because they don't know any different, is Central Park like their backyard? Like, what is, how, like, growing up in New York, I imagine they don't know any different, but then you wonder, oh, they don't have a backyard. They don't know.
We have a 2-bedroom. We have, like, my 3 kids sleep in the same room, and they are super, like, we have a bunk bed and a small bed.
Freaking party,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, they're like, party. Yeah. But, like, they are happy. Like, yeah. I can see that. I can feel it.
In school. Because
school is just next door. So okay. They are, like.
This is more like me. Like, okay, Leah, tell me how I'm going to raise kids in New York. Exactly. You got to break down, what are the best schools? What are, I'm like. Take out a notepad.
You know, and this also, like, in France, we know everything because my sister, like, experiment the school.
Right.
But here, we don't know anything.
You're the first, you're going to be the first person I call.
Okay, perfect. I'm here.
In four or five years.
John, did you hear that?
John.
Are you listening?
Leah, this was such a good combo.
That was amazing.
Thank you for being on. Do you have any final words of wisdom for the people out there? Because I feel like you're such a good story of just doing it. So for the people out there who have those creative pursuits, maybe they're stuck in a 9-to-5 that isn't as generous and awesome as Tumblr. What's some advice that you have for them?
I would say, like, be passionate, keep creating. Do not wait for anybody. Like, just do it, and it will come to you.
Love that. Love that. Everyone follow at Leah Motion on Instagram. I'll put all of her links down in the description below. Leah, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me, Sarah. It was a pleasure.
Such a pleasure. make sure you guys are subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Every single Monday, a new That Creative Life episode. And if you enjoyed this one, you could rate it on Apple Podcasts. You could say how lovely Leah was on this episode. You could. Thank you so much. Until next Monday. Stay peachy. Thanks for listening. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And once again, thank you so much, B&H Photo, for sponsoring this podcast. I'll be back next week with answering your questions if you just tweet at me. And maybe they can be a little bit topical. Working from home, all those things. Let me know.